please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about what's wrong with you. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, today I found all kinds of stuff. I've been laughing since 2 in the morning. Yes, and I gotta go to work, so yay. Well, yes, I found all kinds of crap. Look at this sweet piece of ass. She got her ass killed because of a fucking nigger. Yes, when are people gonna learn to get rid of these people? But yet, you know, feelings. Let these people do whatever the hell they want. Now, this pretty piece of ass got her ass nuked. It says right here, Bethany was riding a CTA train when career criminal Lawrence Reed doused her with gasoline and set her on fire. Fun times indeed. Reed has an extensive criminal history with more than 70 prior arrests. Yay! Yes, friends, instead of letting this piece of shit run around to do stuff like that, why didn't you put him in prison, you know, maybe on the fifth criminal thing that he did? Maybe on the third crime, you know, three strikes and you're out? But no! You let this guy have 70 tries, and on the 71st, he burned this chick. Yeah, you're supposed to fuck women, not fucking set them on fire. Yeah. Well, anyways, let's play some clips, right, friends? Yay!
This is Lawrence Reed's most recent booking photo, the latest in a long string of lockups.
Yeah, look at this fine standing citizen. What a great fucking human being. And they let this motherfucker out 70 times? Oh yes, this guy did all kinds of shit, but he's roaming the earth. I bet this motherfucker already has some kids. Guess what? If this guy's a piece of shit, most likely his children are gonna be pieces of shit. Maybe not as bad as him, but there's degrees. Yeah, levels to the piece of shit fucking douchebaggery, right? Well, let's continue and see what other things this piece of crap is doing.
We found 49 arrests, including 10 felony cases and an active aggravated battery case from August, in which Reed was accused of hitting a social worker at McNeil Psychiatric Hospital, causing loss of consciousness.
Yeah, so this guy already did 49 felonies and he smacked the shit out of a social worker? What the fuck? Won't you just give this motherfucker a fentanyl farewell? Just like fucking George Floyd of Nazareth. Yeah, so he could resurrect. Oh, whatever. Let's continue.
2 ER visits and lasting memory issues, headaches, and daily nausea.
Well, I guess you found a way how to change someone's mind, right? Yeah, concussions and shit. Yeah, friends, why the hell you let these stupid creatures inside your home? Yes, these people are in here like fucking filthy cockroaches, just fucking shut up. Yes, you need to call the working man on these pests, but what are you gonna do, right, friends? I got ideas, but are you going to hire me as your bug exterminator? I don't know. Gonzo G for supreme leader? Maybe. Anyways, let's continue.
The Cook County State's Attorney asked a judge to keep Reed in custody until his trial for the August battery, but one judge put him on electronic monitoring before a different judge modified the monitoring hour.
Yes, what do you think, friends? You think these niggers were born this way? You think they're that fucking retarded to know the right from wrong? Maybe. Who knows? I think it's the fucking nigger fucking parents. Yes, you know, it starts off like a little fucking chain. You know, the father teaches the child. Well, in this case, it's the fucking social worker teaching the children. Yeah, that's one thing you need to stop doing is get rid of fucking dads out of the fucking home. Yes, maybe if Papa Nigger was there, you start disciplining these little nigglets and they don't grow up to be pieces of shit.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know, maybe we should start fucking castrating fucking criminals when you catch them, when you do fucking a lot of crimes like this. Yeah, maybe on the third strike, you offer them, like, I don't know, $50,000 so they could get castrated? Yeah, so like that they don't rap like Kate. I don't know, that's an idea, don't you think? But of course, I'm the one that's fucking stupid. Well, let's play another clip of a fucking chick that's talking shit about a mother that wants to get acrylic nails to her 9-year-old son. Her son. Yeah, you think that fucking they don't learn this shit fucking being self-entitled little turds from small little young age? Yes, let's watch.
But a 9-year-old boy getting acrylics will never be okay in my chair. Sad to say that I just had to turn away a client.
Yes, look at this bitch. All of a sudden she wants to adhere to gender norms even though she's working. You think that's traditional gender roles? No! And also, she's a liberal as fuck? Look at that thing on her nose. What the fuck is that? That's a nose ring. So this bitch is woke as fuck. So yeah. Now she said, oh, I can't put nails on your boy. Well, it's 2025. So why don't you become fucking all inclusive, you stupid bitch? But no. She rather say, oh no, no boy's supposed to have fingernails. But yeah, you put women in the Boy Scouts. Now they call it the Scouts. Yeah, destroy men's fucking spaces, but men can't destroy female spaces? Well, quid pro quo, but let's continue.
Because she wanted to get her 9-year-old son's nails done. And I know and I understand that in today's times, people are who they are, but a 9-year-old boy getting acrylics will never be okay. And
you know what? I don't give a fuck if you're a young little boy or an old-ass motherfucker. If you're a male, you're not supposed to do chick shit. Yes, you're not supposed to have your fingernails. You're not supposed to tuck your dick between your legs. You're not supposed to put on makeup. None of that shit. Go play with fucking G.I. Joe's, not with Barbie dolls, you fucking little weirdo. And your mom is fucking, should go to prison for child abuse. But these are my opinions, so don't listen to me, because I'm apparently fucking stupid, right? Well, anyways, let's continue with some this madness, right?
My chair. I'm so sorry. I had to have words. We went back and forth, but at the end of the day, respect is respect.
Respect? That is so much bullshit. My experience with niggers is that you guys are fucking very unscrupulous creatures. You do all kinds of shit to get your way. And I think that's fucking disgusting. You cheat and you're gonna get fucked. Remember, I fuck around and find out. Just saying.
Respected each other and she respected my space. But I'm coming on here to tell you guys this. I will no longer be doing kids' nails under the age of 16. Unless you are accompanied by an adult. And I will no longer be doing, not press ons, I'm sorry. I will be no longer doing acrylics for anyone underneath that age as well.
You know what? I think that's very acceptable. I think you're actually reasonable and rational. It is your job, so you should do whatever the hell you want. You shouldn't let these motherfuckers dictate what you should do in your own job, right?
9 years old. A boy. Frenchies.
Yeah, so a 9-year-old boy wanted to get his fingernails with this. This is what a French tip fingernails look like. Yes, imagine having a little boy with hands like that. Well, yeah, I guess if you want to hold daddy's penis, it'll look nice when they start jerking you off, right? Some nice manicured hands. But yeah, a boy shouldn't be doing that kind of shit, right? Like, why the hell is your mommy doing this to the boy? What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you molesting your kids? Are you doing child porn? What the fuck's the deal with you? Yeah, there's so many questions, but no fucking answers. Well, anyways, let's continue, because this is weird as fuck.
Absolutely not. Never will happen in my case. We have to think about guys. People are offing themselves.
Yes, people kill themselves over the stupidest fucking things. It blows my mind away. But yeah, but with trannies, they're chopping off things and stuff. So yeah, and once you chop them off, you can't put them back. So yeah, you think these people ain't gonna go fucking crazy? Yeah, isn't the suicide rate on trannies after they do their surgeries like 75%? Something ridiculous? It's stupid. So don't do it.
Because of being bullied at school. If I put acrylics... Because for some reason, she just wasn't understanding this. If I put acrylics on your 9-year-old son's nails and he goes to school and he can't just rip those things off, it'll be a mess. If he goes and get...
Yes, this bitch is right. If you have those things nailed to your fucking fingers, you can't pull them off because they're glued on. A dress, on the other hand, you could just take it off. But yeah, friends, you shouldn't be doing this shit, especially to children. But because niggers' IQs are fucking down in the dumps, they don't realize this shit, but oh well.
Bullied. He might come and despise me in the next couple years, and he will never forget me. He will never forgive me because it happened at such a young age, and he doesn't know anything about forgiveness.
Yes, what a great fucking thing to do. You do this to your fucking child, someone that is vulnerable and needs to be protected. You're the irrational adult, or you're supposed to be. But yet you fucking do shit like this. What other things you're going to do to your child, you fucking crazy nigger bitch? Yeah, they should take your child away. They should sterilize you. Yes, and you shouldn't have seen the light of day. You should be stuck in the deepest, darkest hole, because that is evil. Why do you want to do this to your children? Leave those kids alone. If you don't want to have kids, no cool. Just castrate yourself first. Sterilize yourself. Don't do this to people. It is really, really fucked up. But yeah, apparently I'm the fucking monster. I don't have any kids that I'm fucking abusing like this. Yes, people talk shit about fucking pedophiles, but the parents, they're worse than pedophiles. They do this shit and the guys are fucking innocents.
Like, it gets to a point, man. And I'm not in this chair as much as I used to be, thank God. But I do know the clients that I will and will not take. And that's something I just will not accept. And
it's your business. You built it. And then you got all these people telling you to do what not to do. It's your job. You created this thing. And these assholes are telling you what to do. It's like that one guy that tried to get forced to make that cake for those two homos. He said no and he won. Same fucking thing. Yeah, I agree with this fucking nigger bitch. But let's continue.
I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I understand that she was just trying to be a good parent and support.
I don't know about that. You think that's a good parent? I don't know. Maybe you're trying to be nice or whatever. But I believe, and this is my opinion, but I think I'm not the only one with this opinion, thinks that this mom is a fucking abusive piece of shit. Yeah, you don't do this to your boy, okay? If it was your daughter, no, you shouldn't be doing that to your daughter either. She needs to be maybe a little bit older than fucking 9 years old. Maybe wait until she's 12. Even then, you know what I mean? She's still a girl. I don't want my daughter to be a whore, but if you put fucking those yoga pants on little girls and you see their little tiny camel toes, what the fuck is that? But that's a story for another day. Let's continue with this fucking abortion.
Her child, and I do know because I am a lesbian. I do.
Oh, this nigger bitch is a fucking lesbian. Gee, like the nose ring didn't give it away. Oh, whatever. Fucking the woke eating the woke, right? Well, let's continue.
No, that mothers, parents know how their child is going to end up without saying too many words before.
Oh, the same thing could be said about you, my lesbian lassie. Who was the one that touched you and turned you into a lesbian? Yes, well, you think you picked this up just out of nowhere? Ooh, I want to eat rough. Eat that fish. No, I bet your mommy or maybe your aunt started playing with your pussy. Right? Yeah. She started playing that guitar, play that clamp. Ding, 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 ding. And you loved it, huh, you fucking crazy degenerate? Well, let's see what other bullshit comes out of your fucking brain, right?
Or they come out and say it. This little boy isn't going around wearing wigs. He's not going around skirts and skorts. No, he still looks like a presentable little boy. He has a little sass to him, but...
Men are not sassy, you stupid bitch. Get that through your head.
I think any little boy or any kid that grows up in a household with just his mother or aunts would end up to be. That doesn't make him quote-unquote anything.
Okay, then. And I'm curious, why are you a lesbian, huh? Why? What happened in your past? Just wondering. But let's continue.
So yeah, that threw me off. That just threw me off.
You're just a stupid fucking bitch. Yeah, you should quit your lesbianism and go fucking quit your job and go find yourself a man to take care of you and go have some babies somewhere. Yeah, and don't worry about fucking what other people's kids are doing because they should be having their own fucking husband controlling them and showing them the way. Yes, single motherhood and all that shit is so fucking retarded. Why do people do this stupid shit? It makes no fucking sense. But people are stupid, I guess, right? Well, friends, like, we can't do shit about this. All you do is just get stronger, so when shit does fucking come, then we can do stuff. We could act accordingly. Just not before, friends. Yes, the world is turning to shit because of these stupid-ass losers. But don't join them. Join the winning team. Well, goodbye, friends.
Sometimes I wish you could talk. Look, a shooting star. Coco, you're changing. Coco, speak.
You know, I didn't do that for months. I didn't drop a bomb on Paris. I asked for surrender 5 times before we attacked Warsaw. Everything was refused.